paragraph gimel. V'al kainen, therefore, b'mkoy mitzvah mutar b'kilayim b'begodim. When we're talking about a mitzvah, a clothing of mitzvah, there you are allowed to have kilayim. Kigoin kilayim b'tzitzis u'bigdei kohuna. For example, in a garment of tzitzis, or the clothing which the kohanim wore to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki levushei mitzvah hein bebechinas alma da'asi. Because tzitzis, or the garments of the kohen, they are not garments of this world. They're clothing from the next world. Ki kol ha-mitzvois hein bebechinas alma da'asi. Because all of the mitzvois are in the category of the next world. Lizkois bohem lechaye olam haba. Because why do we do mitzvahs? Why do we put on tefillin? Why do we do it? Because this will prepare us for the next world. Every mitzvah we do is a vessel. It's we're preparing suitcases which we're going to take to the next world. That's what our Torah and mitzvahs are. They are the suitcases which you need for the next world. Kamashakosuv, as the pasuk says, that by you're going to fulfill the Torah. Why? Leman yitovlach, so that Hashem will do all kinds of good things for you in the future. Le'olam shekulay toiv v'kulay oroch, in the world where it's all goodness and it's all longevity, no restrictions, no constrictions in olam haba. V'oz bi'alma dasi, oz yizgales asoit shalachol aponui, and we learned earlier that in the future world, there we will have the knowledge and the understanding. We will be able to understand this paradox of the Cholol Haponui, that Hashem is there and He's not there. Eich mischabrim tzemer u'pishtem yachdov. How wool and linen can unite, how they can be one. Dainu yesh v'ayin. How something and nothing can be one. V'alkein, and therefore, b'levushei mitzvah, shem b'chinas olam haba, mutar kilayim. In clothing of mitzvah, there it's okay to have kilayim. Ki oz yizgale zeh ha'soid shel chol aponui. Because then, in the future, in olam haba, the secret of the chol aponui will be revealed. Eich nichlolim bo shnei hafochim kanal. How it's possible for these two opposites to be true and to exist. Shem b'chinas tzemer u'pishtim, which are symbolized by wool and linen. Aval achshav, but now, as long as we're in this physical world, yef shelahasig zois, we can't understand that. V'osur lichnos b'zeklal, and therefore we're not allowed to enter into it at all. We're not allowed to get into it at all. V'alkein b'levushei choyl, shem b'chinas olam hazeh, and therefore, in our ordinary garments which are not mitzvah garments, which correspond to the physical world, osur lechaber tzemer u'pishtim yachdav. There we cannot combine wool and linen. Ki achshav i'efsher lahasig zois klal. Because now, in this physical world, we can't understand this at all. V'osur lichnois bozeh. And we're not allowed to enter into it at all whatsoever. To pause here for a moment, two very enlightening related things to this. When Adam and Chava were first created, the first test was Eitz Hadas, right? Stay away. Don't touch Eitz Hadas. What was Eitz Hadas? Toiv v'ra, good and bad. Opposites, right? Along came the snake, and he tried to convince them to eat from the Eitz Hadas, to go against Hashem, eat from the Eitz Hadas, and they took the bait. They listened to him. When Hashem came and said to Adam Rishon, why did you do this? He said, it's her fault. When Hashem asked her, why did you do this? She said, it's his fault, the snake. She said, Hanochosh Hishiani. The snake convinced me. The word Hishiani means gave me this advice. It's brought that the word Hishiani is the words Yesh and Ayin. Yesh and Ayin. That's what this Eitz Hadas was all about. That's what this Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, this Tzemer, that's what the snake is all about. That's where the snake, that's why Hashem said, keep back 2,000 feet. Don't touch this. Stay away. Stay away. That was what the Nochash was all about. We spin the calendar to last week's Parsha. A few days ago, this past Shabbos, we learned Parsha's Beshalach. The Jews came out of Egypt. They saw Hashem in Egypt. They saw Hashem much more clearly at Kriyas Yamsuf. Ro'aso shivcho alayam. A shivcho at the Yam saw Hashem more clearly than the prophets, than Yechezkel HaNavi, it says. Who comes along? Amalek. And we've mentioned many times, Amalek is the worst of the worst. When did Amalek come? It says that the Jews started questioning. They said, Hayesh Hash Elikim Bekribenu Imayin. Is Hashem with us or not? The Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus explain they dared, they crossed that line. They started asking the question of Yesh Ayin. How can it be? How can it be that Hashem is not and He is? How can it be? They entered into there, boom, that's Amalek. That brought Amalek. Amalek is the Avi Avoy Satuma. Amalek, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is a composite of all the evil of all 70 nations put together. The second they went into that, Hayesh Elikim Bekerbeinu Emayin, it's right, the next pasuk says, Vayovoy Amalek, and he attacked them. This is what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there, and he mentions it in two or three chapters in Likut Moran. You have this discussion about Chol Laponoi, about staying clear from those books of these philosophy, including books written by major rabbonim, talmidei chachamim, who delved into this, where during the time of the Rishonim, in the year 1100, 1200, there was a leading one of the Rishonim who delved into because of the fact that that was when the Renaissance was, that was when there was a lot of assimilation that was starting to happen. There was assimilation starting to happen, and people were asking the Greek philosophy, people had studied that and it had taken people away from religion. People were leaving religion. There were certain rabbonim who thought that in order to answer their question, in order to bring, they would study the Greek philosophy, and they would bring the answers to their questions from there, from the Greek, from the philosophy. And there were many leading rabbonim at that time, the Rashba and others, who disagreed vehemently, and they said, the biggest rabbi, he crosses that line, he goes into there, Ix. We put him in Chayrim, we put his Svarim in Chayrim. And there was major conflict and controversy in Klal Yisrael at that time. And they put a Sefer in Chayrim. They almost put the author in Chayrim. They didn't do that, And this conflict started from there and continued throughout the generations until today. Or even today, in Klal Yisrael, there is this division. There are certain groups of Jews who feel, who study philosophy, including Greek philosophy and these others, and they use that analysis, that derech, to interpret many, many things in the Torah. And therefore, some of these commentaries who quote from there and who have been listed as off-limits by Rabbeinu Zal, by the Baal Shem Tov, by these, most of these Sifrei Chassidus, and the Mekubolim, and even the Rishonim and Achronim who were before them, have blacklisted these commentaries on the Torah, commentaries the Mikrois Gedolos, which is a Sefer of the Chumash with commentaries on it, and Nevi'im. There are many commentaries there who have been blacklisted because of the fact that they drew some of their commentaries, some of their interpretation of the Torah based on Greek philosophers and things like that. Our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Zal, obviously took the side of the tzaddikim, who took a very, very serious stand against any Jew, the biggest, the smallest, chas v'shalom, delving into those types of studies. Just do the next paragraph for now, paragraph Dalet. V'al kein achshav achar ha-churban, Rav Nosal says, and therefore now, after both Batei Mikdash have been destroyed, ein lanu shum heter lilboish kilayim, we have no permission today to wear kilayim at all. Ki ein lanu bigdei kohuna, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Big Day Kohuna. There are no Kohanim serving in the Beis HaMikdash, wearing those special garments that they wore to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. V'loi tcheles b'tzitzis. And we do not have tcheles for the tzitzis today. Ki bizman she-Beis HaMikdash ho-yakayim, because during the time that we had the Beis HaMikdash, ho-yu yecholin b'shas ha-mitzvah lahasig b'chinas al-medosui. Then Jews, when they were in middle of doing a mitzvah, the Kohanim, when they were doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash, or a Jew when he was wearing tzitzis with tchelis in it, was able to feel Olam Haba a little, was able to achieve Olam Haba. She'oz yizgal ezois. And that's when this question of the Chol Ol Haponoi will be revealed. Aval achshav, but today that we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, there is no time today that a Jew experiences that Olam Haba to the degree that they can understand this question of the Chol Haponoi. Therefore, we are forbidden to enter into it at all whatsoever. Because the main time when Jews achieve a certain level of das, a certain perfection of das, is only when we have the Beis HaMikdash, Shehu Bechinas Das. The Beis HaMikdash is a center of das, Kemuva B'Mokom Achar, as we discussed in many other places. Rabbi Menazal quotes the Gemara, we mentioned it before, Kol mi sheyesh boideya, ki'ilu nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yomov. Any person who has das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were built in his time. So the Beis HaMikdash and Das are synonymous. No Beis HaMikdash means no Shleimus HaDas. Therefore, no permission to go near this wool and linen, to go near this Chakira of Chol Ol Haponoi. This is one of the main sources that those Breslovers who do not wear Tcheles in the Tzitzis today quote this place in Likutei Halachos where Rabbi Nosson Zal says, no tcheles, period. There are others who say, though, that the Likutei Halachos in certain other places quotes things that we do not follow today. In other words, many times Rabbi Nosson Zal mentions something where he's explaining one side of an argument. Even though we don't follow that side today, halacha lemaisa, Rav Nosson Zal explains it and gives the explanation. That doesn't mean he's paskening that lahalocha we follow them. He's showing the different sides of a question sometimes. We mentioned that there are these two groups in Breslov. There are those that do wear tcheles because one of the leaders in Breslov, Rav Avram Rav Nachman, met with the Radzina Rebbe and discussed it with him and accepted his position on that, whereas other leaders in Breslov did not, you know.